Well, most of us have a camera on us at all times now, and we all like to think that we can take a decent picture. We certainly seem to snap away with unprecedented enthusiasm. So how would you like to turn those photos into photographic art? Sure, there are apps to help you tweak this and that, but a new book by Bray Park photographer Russell Brown will really give you some cool ideas to work with. The book is called Paths to Artistic Imaging in Photoshop. Russell, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Spencer. Thank you.
What is the difference between applying a colour filter, which everyone seems to apply to every photo they take these days, and photographic art?
There's a lot more to it. With the digital imaging programs that you can get these days, there's just so much scope for doing a lot of different things. So just applying a filter is going to give a fairly standard sort of, you know, you apply that filter, you're going to get the same result every time. But nowadays, there's so much scope for doing various different methods to give amazing results and make your photos end up looking more like a painting or some sort of other work of art rather than just a standard photograph.
Now, see, that's interesting you say that, because I jotted that down as well, that some of them almost look like paintings. They almost look like spray can art. You're not trying to make it look unprocessed then, are you? Some of the images post-jiggery-pokery are out of this world with their crazy colours. Like, you're not hiding from the fact that you're playing around with the original photos.
Yeah. Well, in my day job, I do press work, and so everything has to be very literal and very correct, and it can't be adjusted, manipulated. And so in this stuff, the stuff that I do in my own time, I really like to be able to make something a bit more artistic, a bit more interesting. I don't have to be constrained by those guidelines. I can pretty much do whatever I like. And so I enjoy doing both, really. I really enjoy, it's one of the things I've said in the book, I enjoy doing very literal, very sharp and detailed images, but then I also like just as much doing something that applies maybe a texture and makes it look for all the world like some sort of watercolour or something like that, which takes a lot of the detail away but makes it look more creative, more artistic.
You say you're a newspaper photographer. Mm. Are you familiar with the website APILN.blogspot.com, Angry People in Local Newspapers?
No.
You have to check that out.
Sounds
it
good.
Is dedicated. It's a UK-based website.
Hey.
Dedicated to local newspaper photographers, and it's photos from local papers all over the world of people who are posed, you know, in a line, angry about X, Y,
oh,
Z.
Yes.
You have to check it out. If you just do an internet search on APILN, Angry People in Local Newspapers, it will make your day. All right, now you say this book's not for beginners, but what is, just give us one, like the first clever thing that people can learn as they dip their toe in photo manipulation, one thing we can all try today.
From the book, probably the texture manipulation or the texture addition is the most easy thing to do. You can get textures online, a lot of free textures available online, so you can just search for them and download a couple. They'll probably only be small, but it doesn't matter, just to experiment. Get a photograph. You pull the texture on top of the image in a layer on top of the image, and then just change the blend mode generally to, if anyone knows these things, to hard light or soft light or one of those different blend modes in the program, and you've instantly got something that looks for all the world like a painting.
Like a painting than a photograph.
Yeah, you can change it obviously from there. There's more to it than just that to get really top-notch results, but just as a very quick and easy method just to try something out, that's probably the easiest one.
The levitation trick is a fun one.
It is.
Way to get the children involved.
Yep.
Is that easy to do or not?
Very easy. As long as you have a tripod and you know something of the program, again, using layers, it's basically just set the camera on a tripod so that it doesn't move and the background doesn't really want to move either. If you've got, you know, trees blowing and the wind behind, it could be a bit of a problem because you want everything in the background to really stay exactly the same between the two exposures. And then you can just get Kitty or whoever, just to stand on a stool or whatever and just play like Superman, take that image, then remove the stool and the kitty and take another image, and then all you need to do is put the two together and remove the subject from one, at least remove the table at the standing
stool,
on the stool.
But how do you do it? Is that easy to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just paint it out. If you've got one layer on top of the other, basically it's a bit like if you had two pieces of paper and one sitting on top, well, you can't see what's underneath, but if you cut a hole in the paper on top, where you can see what's underneath. It's much the same idea. So you put the one image on top and then paint out the stool.
And you have to zoom in, presumably, really close to get it accurate?
Yeah, only where it touches the person with it standing on it, because the rest of it in the background should be identical. So that can be a bit messy in the painting. It's only accurate painting needs to be just where the stool actually touches the person's feet or tummy or whatever they're doing. If they're lying down playing Superman, it's their tummy. That's a bit harder because they might be a bit squash, you know. The edge might be a little bit less defined. So
yeah, but this isn't going to be used in a Hollywood movie. Like,
exactly.
This is just playing around. Like, you don't even have to show anyone else the result, do
true,
you?
True.
It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. Stick it on Facebook.
We live in an era where most people do have a camera on them these mm-hmm. days, on their phone. Where do you sit on phone cameras mm-hmm. versus carrying, say, an SLR with you? Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's very much this movement that the best camera is the camera you actually have with you
yeah.
when you see that some special something.
Well, yes, they're certainly handy, and they're the reality these days. That's just the way of the world, so we've got to get used to it. They're not still in the same league, obviously, as a proper full-size professional camera, but you can't carry that around with you all the time. If you're just going down the street or whatever and something happens and you've got a phone on you, no one's going to carry a camera with them 24 hours a day, but you can carry a phone with you everywhere you go. It's handy and it's always there, and you can always get a snap, and it may not be the best, but it's still usable if you find something that's really interesting that just happens to come by.
In the 1970s, I had a C135 Instamatic mm-hmm. camera.
Mm-hmm.
It made the photo square.
Yes.
I was so excited to get a camera that gave me rectangular photos.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why people are now cropping photos as squares again.
Oh, it's fashion, isn't it? You know, it's like a lot of people go back to using vinyl LPs and, you know, disc CDs and things like that. It, you know, it's a bit of a nostalgia thing, I think.
There is a nostalgia to it.
Yeah, and look, anything that's just a bit different. You know, when you get used to seeing something time and time again, it's the norm and everything's the same. You know, when you see something a bit different. And look, you know, the youngsters these days who didn't grow up in our era,
it's new for them.
It's new, yeah.
Yeah.
And for them, it's, oh, you know, this is pretty cool. So, you know, yeah, it's common with them.
Oh, I can't get you outraged,
no.
Can I?
No.
And I was going to get you to sort of explain something like, say, histogram curve adjustment mm-hmm. for the real buffs out there, but we're going to be out of time
okay.
on this occasion.
Okay.
But to give the expert photographer listeners the idea, you get into that sort of detail in the book.
Yes.
Final question, though. The fact that we do all have cameras with us, is it harder for a professional photographer to get work than it might have been once upon a time?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Certainly in the field that I'm in press photography, it's probably a dying profession because...
Paul Tully took the photos yesterday of the house burning, didn't he? He was just there with a camera.
Yeah, that's exactly. And there's one particular paper in America that's actually dismissed all their photographic staff, and now they're just getting journalists to take photos. That's it. And that's the way it's going.
Well, you'll have to sell books then, won't you?
Exactly, that's the point.
Paths to Artistic Imaging in Photoshop by Russell Brown. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.